The Marshall Square will be filled with vendors, classic cars, and lots of activities for adults and children tomorrow. The Marshall Cultural Council's Shopping Under the Sun event is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Brenda Medrano explains there will be a lot of activities for children.
We have an expanded kids area this year, so bring your kids, bring your nieces and nephews, grab the kids off the side of the street. Come on to the square. We have a petting zoo, which is free to the public. We have a magic show that starts at noon. And then we have a silt walker that's going to be here. He was here last year. He does a great job. We have bounce houses. We have the bumper boats and all that fun stuff. We also have a rock wall and some other carnival areas. So just a lot of fun things for the kids to do this year. So bring them on out and let them have a good time.
The Chalk Walk has been a popular event in the past, and Kathy Green says it's likely to be again this year. As of July 27th, she said there were nearly 20 persons entered in the free event. Contestants can purchase their chalk at the event or bring their own. Ashley Boak says there will be music throughout the day.
Well, there's going to be live music throughout the whole entire day. But that evening, we're going to have a beer garden. Admission is $10 to the beer garden from 5 p.m. to midnight. So there's no admission or any charges to come on the square prior to that. The only admission is at 5 p.m. to midnight, and that is $10. We do ask if you bring cash. There's several ATMs, different banks located on the square for you to get that cash.
Boak says the square will be jam-packed.
We want to spread the word to as many people as possible because, let me tell you, this square is going to be jam-packed. We have filled every inch of the square. Between the car show, we have over 10 food vendors with a nice variety of fair-type foods, kids' activities. We have over 80 craft vendors that are going to be around the square. So it is going to be jam-packed and full. Great day for everyone.
In addition to all of that, there also will be a classic car show and awards will be handed out at about 3 p.m. Chris Cakes from Kansas City will be on hand and there will be a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. to noon. All the proceeds from those events will go to benefit the Midwestern Hydrocephalus Coalition. An area law enforcement agency is investigating after receiving a report of two stolen dirt bikes yesterday. According to the Sweet Springs Police Department, one Honda and one Apollo dirt bikes were stolen from a residence on Daisy Street between the hours of 10 p.m. Wednesday and 10 a.m. yesterday. Both bikes are red, black, and white in color. Authorities ask if you have any information on the whereabouts of these bikes, noticed anything suspicious in the area of Daisy Street, or if you have any security cameras, contact Chief Tammy Johnson at the Sweet Springs Police Department at 660-335-6823. You can see photos of the dirt bikes with this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. The Missouri Department of Conservation invites families to discover nature at a frog gigging clinic from 8 to 11 o'clock this evening at Blind Pony Fish Hatchery in Saline County. The clinic is free and open to youths ages 5 to 15 and their parent or adult mentors. However, online pre-registration is required. Participants will learn the basics of frog gigging safety, equipment, identification, and regulations. Before the sun goes down, staff will cook some frog legs for participants to taste. Then the lucky frog giggers will have the opportunity to put their knowledge to test and go frogging with the help of MDC staff. This year's frog season began at sunset on June 30th and will continue through October 31st. To learn more about this free clinic, you can contact Agent Chase Wright at 660-641-3345. You can register by going to a link posted in the story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.